Stargate Penthouse, episode 10. I think.
Hey guys, this is Leon Kensington. Long time no here. And we're back. At least I'm back. After a very, very long break. Yes, I know, but if you've ever listened to Skepticality, you know this is nothing compared to 180 days. Now, since we've been gone, there has been a whole lot of news, which I'm sure you guys have sadly in some ways, and possibly happily in others, heard. One of which being that Stargate SG-1 has been cancelled. Moment of silence for SG-1. Okay. So, but the news that we do have, and this would definitely be the good news here, is that MGM announced that they will have two direct-to-DVD movies, at least, to finish off SG-1. So far, Brad Wright, creator, has stated that one of which will finish out the Ori storyline. The other one is possibly being, I'm sorry, I have to say it, I know we've all seen it before, and we don't want to see it again. But it's what he said. Time travel. Oh yes, like we haven't had that enough from the two-parter of Mobius. I just hope it's not that rehashed. And other stuff, well that's pretty much it. Save Our Stargate Coalition has popped up everywhere in different shapes and forms, and you know, I would highly suggest joining one of them in either a Yahoo group or through forums or the website SaveOurStargate.com. Coming up in the show, we'll have a brief overview of Season 10 so far, more information on Stargate Worlds. I was given a tour of their facility and some of the different things that they have going, and we'll be going over some of the stuff that I learned that I can tell you. Then, if time permits, I'll be talking about the biggest moment in science fiction since the Millennium Falcon popped out of hyperspace to save Luke's butt. If you've seen Battlestar Galactica, episode 4 for this season, fourth week of it, being that it's really the fifth episode, you'll know exactly what I mean. And we will have a spoiler alert before that. But first, before that, after our break, we'll have the Stargate Fancast news of what's going to be coming up. So stay tuned.
What's that?
Hold on. There'll be an announcement.
This is General Keyes of the Interstellar Naval Command. Do not panic. There's a podcast out there that you will need to download and listen to. I repeat, you will need to listen to this new podcast. It's called Planet Retcon, and you can find this podcast at planetretcon.com. That's planetretcon.com. Anybody not listening to this podcast will be found and dealt with.
Planet Retcon?
Never heard of it.
I have. It's a great new show. Sci-fi broadcast done in the style of the radio shows of the 1950s.
What are the 1950s? Like the year?
I don't know. It's just what the script says.
Oh.
But the show's great. Funny situations, engaging stories, and I hear the main character of the Stargate Cafe is voiced by a really handsome guy.
Stargate Cafe?
Yeah. That's the flagship show on the Planet Retcon podcast. It's kind of like Cheers in space.
But Stargate Cafe is the name of this place.
Do you think we could?
No, that's impossible.
Download the latest episode of PlanetRetcon.com today at PlanetRetcon.com. All rights reserved.
And welcome back. Now for Stargate Fancast news. As many of you know from our previous podcast, we currently have a fan fiction contest going on. Well, due to our extended absence, we've decided to extend this contest to January 1st, and also change up a bit what we're going to be doing. Now, what we're going to have, instead of Bastion Z and I deciding on what happens, is I am going to read over the air, or maybe even somewhat try to dramatize, and something like how Escape Pod does it, if you've ever listened to that podcast, the 5 best fanfiction stories that we get. Now, the rules on this contest are, we don't want any alternative universe, just any, like, poetry or something like that. We want, actually, like, a short story, something along those lines. Nothing sexually explicit. And, people, let's try to keep it to stories, not film scripts. Got one of those, and still haven't tried to figure out who it was from, but Bastion lately has been gone with some of his schooling and stuff. He's in a college, getting a little hectic on final exams and all that jazz. So it's going to be pretty much me for probably the next few months, which leads me into my next thing. What I'm going to be trying to do is make this bi-weekly longer show, being like what this is going to be talking about, episodes and different things like that. And so, being how that is, during each, between the weeks, so this will be coming out the week of the 13th, so the week of the 20th, we will be having a interview podcast. What this is going to be is taken off of an interview from GetWorld.net, or possibly even from other podcasters, and just have a little bit of a news update at the beginning, and then that interview, with then possibly a few reminders of different things. So, you know, basically the same length, but not as much of me really doing it. Also, right now, I'm looking for podcast promos from different other podcasts, and, you know, whatever, kind of like what I have right now. These I've picked up from podcasts that I listen to and have decided to throw them on here, being that I don't have any at the moment. And also, if someone would like to make a promo for us, I would be very, very appreciative. I'm not very good at the crossfading and things. I'm just more good at recording and getting that out, so be greatly appreciated. And if anyone has a podcast for Escape Pod, I mean a promo for Escape Pod, I would really love to have that. The only places that I've been able to find that I can get one is off of Creative Commons copyrighted podcasts, and being that I can't take that, rip that off of there, it's getting a little bit hard to try to find it. So that about covers it. And sending in the promos and fan fiction would be to me, that would be zb1991@gmail.com. And there will be a link with that on the show notes. And we have a voicemail line. Have that announced at the end of the show for what that is. And please send your voicemail, because right now the only one I've gotten has been some 7-year-old dialing the wrong number, singing to his grandmother. Very, very strange when he started yelling at the end. I have no idea. So, that about covers it. We will be going into the overview. Okay, so now we're back with the overview of Season 10. The first episode that we haven't covered yet of the Season 10, other than 200, being that that's not really part of any storyline within it, Wind was really strange. We'll probably have a whole episode just on that. It was Counter-Strike. Now, this episode I found to be very interesting in being Adria and her feelings towards Daniel. Now, the interesting thing I found about this was that, what's the best way to put this? Adria had this kind of protective thing with him, of that she really wanted him protected more, not so that she cared for him, but more she wanted a use for him. something important that I believe is really shown in the quest part run. And, be getting to that later. And, one of the reasons that I think for her doing this, though, and that's something that I will be delving into a whole lot more when I get to this with the quest, is, if you remember from Season 8, towards the end with Anubis and the Replicators, is that Replicator was trying to get the information of the Ancients from Daniel's mind, where it was still somewhat hidden, not like Orlin, where he had direct knowledge of it, but in the background. And I think this is something that she would very much try to work towards and try to get for some reason of her own, possibly to find out where Merlin's weapon was, being that the Ancients would most likely know. Also, an interesting thing I thought was the Jaffa distrust of the Tari. And, it showed in Season 9, and it was there to a very large extent. But, it's something that I think will definitely be played on later, especially being on what happened towards the end of the episode, and the destruction that ensued on Dakara. And, just very interesting episode. Overall, I think I would have given it 7.5/8/10. There was just something about it that I didn't like for some reason. I don't know. It could have just been that day or something like that, but yeah. Now, our next episode after that would be Memento Mori. Now, this I found to be quite, one, entertaining, and two, very interesting. I found Deus Ex Machina to be one of my favorite episodes from the previous season. As you remember, that would be the one with the multiple balls on Earth. And, I found that, it's, going into Athena, who we, if you remember, was in Deus Ex Machina, something that you really didn't notice, except, I got the commentary, well, no, not the commentary, I got Season 9 about a week ago, and was listening to the commentaries on Deus Ex Machina, and one of the writers there, I don't remember who it was, I don't believe it was Brad Wright, though, stated that you'll find out more about her in Season 10. And thinking about it, I did realize that she is Athena in Memento Mori. And that treasure and things that it talks about there, I believe will come into play, well, would have in Season 11, but could in the rest of Season 10, or in one of the direct-to-DVD movies. After that, we have, I believe it was Den of Thieves, with the Lucian Alliance and the Odyssey. And, something I found interesting here was the, in-depth look into the workings of the Lucian Alliance. How they really are, I don't know if a group of barbarians would really be something on, how to phrase it, but, it's something that I believe would be very close to how it actually is. And, implications also for the ship of the Odyssey, being, what will happen later and what we will see of it. We really didn't see anything of it in the quest, or really thereafter. And, I don't know. I just found it very interesting in, many aspects. Now we come to the finale. Quest Part 1. Part 2 will be completed in the rest of Season 10 on Sci-Fi Channel in late May, early June. And I found it very, very entertaining, very good. A whole lot like Crusade and Camelot from in Season 9, and I really liked it. Ball coming in there was very, very entertaining and quite funny, and I noticed that there could end up being a possible and easy alliance in a way between Ball and Audria. And this alliance, I found, could really have something to do in the rest of Season 10. Now, spoiler alert here. Okay, come back in about 1 minute. So, now, listening to The Signal, if any of you have listened to that, they had an interview with Marina Baccarin, and they were talking with her, and about SG-1, a few people asked questions with it, and she was saying about how a dragon would be chasing them through a field. I found that to be a very interesting little tidbit that I believe will come into play, and that we will see probably in part 2 of this. Now, another interesting thing that I found was, back to what I was talking about with Counter-Strike. Adria's doesn't threaten Daniel here, and, she threatens Mitchell, and threatening that she will kill off members of his team. When she does it, you notice that she's more aiming towards Carter, not towards Daniel or towards her mother. Now, obviously, she wouldn't aim towards her own mother. I mean, she's not that sadistic. But she could aim towards Daniel or towards Carter. Now, the thing is that, or Mitchell himself, but she's threatening Mitchell, so she wouldn't have done it towards him. And there's really then left Carter and Daniel. And there's a 50-50 chance it just could have been Carter, but I don't believe so. Especially being that she needed Daniel for the Pure of Spirit part there. And we know that at that point, but I believe it was something more. That, maybe she wants something from him afterwards. Something like the knowledge referred to earlier. And, leave your voicemail comments. We'll have the number at the end of the show. On what you think with this, and I think actually our next episode, response to comments on the site, and to voicemails. So that should be pretty good.
Sometimes questions are more powerful than answers. How is this happening? What are they? Why them and not others? Why now? What does it all mean?
In a world where ordinary individuals...
I was at a bar. I got a beer.
...begin to discover their unique abilities...
I think I can fly!
10 people from across the nation will chronicle the events as they unfold.
I'm gonna be a hero.
Guiding fans from all over the world deeper into the extraordinary lives of heroes. The Ninth, a Heroes Netcast. www.heroescast.com. Also available on iTunes.
So, welcome back. Last week I was given an opportunity to tour the Cheyenne Mountain Entertainment Studios for an exclusive here on the Stargate Fancast. Here's a scoop of what I am currently allowed to tell you. Stargate Worlds is going to be released in November 2007, and this is a really cool thing. Unless the developers who are working on it don't believe that they can get it up to what the fans would want for quality, in which case they'll release it February 2008. Now, this thing is going to be insane, and it blows me away. It's going to be running the Unreal 3 engine, which, if, you've seen any of that from E3, know that that thing is running on some of the best things ever. Now, it's not just the Unreal engine, but, from what I saw, it seemed to be also running some kind of Ragdoll, if you know gaming techno babble pretty well. Now, using this technology, they've been able to create worlds beyond your wildest Stargate geek dreams. Now, these worlds will be able to go for 2 days of your button, like on an Xbox, where you can push forward like in Halo and go straight. 2 days of just doing that before you reach the end and start back at the beginning. You know, like the circular thing like you'll get in some games occasionally. And, man, there's just no way to describe how great it looks just on a audio podcast. And furthermore, I mean, how can you go wrong with a setup that will allow you to be anything from a soldier to a biochemist to an anthropologist? And these things aren't just limited to humans. I mean, we're going to be seeing a whole lot here with the possible playable characters of Jaffa, Asgard, Gould, possibly even Replicators or Ori. I mean, who's to say with what these guys may pop up from what I've seen. Now, sadly for you more geared toward Atlantis fans, there's not going to be a Milky Way galaxy. At least not till a year after Stargate Worlds comes out in an expansion pack, so just hold your horses and it's going to be coming. So, as soon as I can and as soon as they allow me, I will be releasing more to you guys and try to get you guys more exclusive scoops into what's going on in our Stargate Worlds.
I'm Brad.
I'm Glenn.
And I'm Christina.
And we're from the Pod Culture Podcast and podculture.net.
When you're done here and you find yourself hungry for some more geeky goodness, head on over and check us out at podculture.net and at our forums located at bluegrassbrowncoats.net.
From A-plus shows to grade Z movies and everything else in between, like comics and video games, we'll be rambling on about whatever happens to be going on in our geek worlds.
With segments like What's in Your DVD Player, Brad's Rants, and Geek Cuisine, along with the occasional special musical guest, there's something for the geek in us all.
So let your geek flag fly and head on out to our little corner of the verse.
www.podculture.net.
Pod Culture, equal opportunity geekness.
Be seeing you.
Spoiler warning, you have been warned. The following 12 minutes contain spoilers for the latest seasons of Battlestar Galactica, Doctor Who, Torchwood, Heroes, and pretty much any other sci-fi on TV. So if you want to miss it, skip forward about 12 minutes, and you'll be through. So, as I said before, I'd be talking about Battlestar Galactica now that that's on Sci-Fi Channel instead of SG-1 and Atlantis. And also, I think I'll delve a little bit into Doctor Who. So, you know, Galactica so far, I think, has been really, really good. First two episodes, I was a little leery of. You know, wasn't quite sure how they'd go with them being all stuck on Caprica and stuff, but it's really good. I've really liked it so far. Falling Galactica. Oh. How can you describe it other than Falling Galactica? Listening to Ron Moore's podcast and what he was saying on there, to paraphrase him, he said, if we do not get an Emmy for special effects for this, I quit. Now, that was just insane. I've never seen something that amazing, even in a movie. I swear, they threw away their entire budget just for that episode. And, you can kind of see it if you still have it on your TiVo or have a TARDIS to go back in time, if you get what I'm trying to say, because we would never endorse illegal downloading, ever. But I'll just go through and check out Torn and that episode, and you'll notice the Viper landings look rather similar as they come back in. Not Torn, excuse me, but the latest episode. Sorry, I don't remember its name. But, yeah, so far I thought it was pretty good. I thought the whole plague thing was a little weak. I mean, cool to have the plague, but really weak with what it ended up being. Yes, someone sneezed on the probe, and that's what's been killing the Cylons. It's like, yeah, you know, what'd you have? A bunch of writers sitting there, just all wondering, hey, you know, we can't figure out what to do with this virus. So let's make it the plague, the Black Plague, and, someone sneezed on the canister, and that's how they got it. The Cylons, they can cure cancer, but they can't save themselves from this plague, you know? It was so unbelievable. And by that I don't mean awesome unbelievable, I mean not realistic. Not that it's realistic in the first place, but it usually keeps to its gritty realism, even to the point where, you know, the president has breast cancer, something that you think a civilization that far along in its technology would have eradicated long ago. And it just really didn't keep with what we know as Galactica. And, that's just something that bothered me a bit. But otherwise, I've really liked this season, you know, compared to the other ones, and, the Cylon things with Baltar now have been a whole lot better. The only thing that I really didn't like was the whole thing of him and Six in the last episode of, you know, make love to me and you'll be able to defeat the torture. You know, it's like, well, ratings have been a little bit lower. We need naked Six. You know? And then that whole ship hybrid thing, that was really interesting. I found it really a la Minority Report, but it was very interesting, you know, and that, precog-looking woman, you know, I just think she was full of ship. If you, listen to the Galactica Water Cooler, you'll get that. Sorry for the inside joke, just couldn't resist. But, you know, I found it to be, very well so far. And, Doctor Who, if you've been watching that on Sci-Fi Channel, I've also found to be very well. I never saw the Christmas Invasion during my trips in the Fancast jet to Great Britain. And I found that to be pretty good, especially with how it coincides with Torchwood, if you've seen any of that in your chance trips to England lately. And, that in itself, in its, real, in its grittiness, I found, very interesting. You know, it's the best way to put it? It seems Doctor Who is geared more towards a general audience, to where they want to encompass everyone, which I find to be a really good thing, you know? You're getting the parents and the kids, a good family show. It's something that's very rare in television today, especially when you have shows like the OC, where it seems to be more where it's towards teen angst and I hate my parents and all that. And then you have, like, an Opposition 24, where it's save the city from exploding. Or then a show like Nip Tuck, where it's let's go bang the client in the back office. Excuse the language, but that's what it is. But, you know, really, that's what Doctor Who seems to be. But Torchwood seems to be something that set in the Doctor Who universe, but it's like Doctor Who done by Ron Moore. You know, I think that'd probably be a good way to put it, if you haven't seen it. But I've really liked it, and I've thought it's real quite good, but, man, I'm off topic. Yeah. Get back to Doctor Who, though. Really good, you know, so far, the one with the TVs there, this last one, the Idiot's Lantern, I found really good. And, the one with Madame Pompadour, what is it, Clockwork, or something like that, I actually found to be very original and very new. And I really liked it. It was one that I really liked setting down and watching again, as was the one with the werewolves. You know, and the ones to come, I can tell you, will be very, very good. And, in other TV shows that I've been watching, let's see, there's Heroes, which, if anyone's been watching, that's been really good. Showing up for, some of the classes that I've been taking lately, I, picked up when I was in New York recently, a Hero shirt, you know, black. It's got from the NBC store, black, got, you know, lettering Heroes with the little eclipse thing, which I still don't quite get. You know, the eclipse only played a part in all of, like, 10 minutes of it. It really didn't have any effect on anyone. But, you know, who knows, maybe that's what caused it in the beginning. I'm sure it will end up having some relevance, but I really liked it. I really like it, you know? The different things, you know, Hiro in that, the time traveling and a lot of different plot lines. A few times I've thought that it seemed very Moore-esque in terms of Ron Moore, and that was something that I really liked, and something that I got. It seems like a very realistic world, other than the fact of a cheerleader who feels socially put off because she has this power. I mean, I don't know. I've never been a, I think, like, sophomore. I think she, no, not sophomore, either junior or senior high school girl. And, let alone cheerleader there. Definitely the girl, and even more so the cheerleader. But, you know, I just don't see how that effect really has anything to do with it there, and, you know, it's really good. Now, something with podcasts that I've been listening to, though, and I know this is really off topic from what I was saying with the Galactica stuff there, and, you know, but this is something that I just thought would be really good. Now, if you like Serenity and Firefly, I would highly suggest the two shows, The Signal and Firefly Talk, which you've most likely heard of if you know any of those very well, especially being that The Signal is one of the things talked about in the special features of Serenity, which I found quite interesting. And then also Slice of Sci-Fi, which I would highly suggest any of my listeners on here to go listen to that. News on everything with science fiction and fantasy, and very good to know. Another show I would suggest would be Geeks On. It's set up as something that I'd really like to do with this show, maybe in the off-season something. And what it is they go, and it's, what, either four or five guys, and being that this is just me, it'd be a whole lot harder to do. And each one on an episode brings in two news articles, and they, you know, they discuss that for about the first half hour, you know, different news articles and stuff. And that makes it very interesting. And then afterwards, they have a main topic. Like, I believe the last one was their Halloween episode. And that one, they discussed demons and other things near role-playing, I believe. And it's just very interesting, very thought-provoking conversation, even if you don't role-play and just an interested in this stuff, you know. I role-play in the Federation Sim Fleet. Yes, that's a FSF. Well, I've just abbreviated that. And doing a Stargate one, which, hey, come over there. I'm under the username Leon Kensington. You know, email me on it if you want to. We're still looking for more players for our Stargate sim. And it's really fun. It's currently, we're in Season 9. But, you know, let's not make this a sales pitch right now. But, yeah, you know, other things with TV and just some kind of random stuff. You know, I know I was talking about podcasts, but diverge into TV now that I'm thinking about it. Now with the time change and things, for those of us who live in states that are screwy and don't follow that time change, or counties for that matter, it's really made Galactica and those quite interesting. So I think it's just about done with all our things for this episode, so I think it's time to do one last promo and close out the show.
For 10 years now, they have saved the world. Now, SG-1 needs your help. On Monday, August 21st, 2006, the Sci-Fi Channel canceled Stargate SG-1. And while 10 seasons is a fantastic run for any series, there are many of us out here who feel that there is still a lot of life left in this wonderful and entertaining series. If you feel the same, please check out www.SaveStargateSG1.com, www.TheSaveStargateSG1Community.net, and StargateLouisville.net. There you will find more information on how to help save Stargate SG-1 and meet up with others who feel the same way, as well as updates on how the campaign is going. Save our Stargate, because spinning is so much cooler than not spinning.
Okay, so I think that about does it for the podcast. If you want to reach us on our voicemail line, it's 206-888-4561. Feel free to leave a comment on our website. That's http://StargateFanCast.podomatic.com. And just click on the comments line, and you can just go in and leave a comment. And feel free to email me at zb1991@gmail.com. And Skype me, aim me, Leon_Kensington. And go through the gate and see where it takes you. See you guys in 2 weeks. Bye.
Wormhole disengaged.